The Navajo's Dilemma. Day 7 had been chosen for the blast-off back to Earth. The day before they were to go, Terry, Rip, and Rabbit Stalker took a walk together that would be their last on Crow. Suddenly the Navajo, looking terribly distressed, stopped and turned. "I've got to quit the army," he confessed. "It stands for everything I'm not." "Well, hey," said Rip, "if you want out, I know a way. Just tell the general you're gay." Laughed Rab. "I never thought of that." And then the laughter left his face. "But I can't lie," he said. "In any case, I think she'll find a better reason, something that the state calls treason." Rip and Terry plainly saw this wasn't meant to be a joke. Was Rabbit under some delusion? What had happened to provoke his frightening conclusion? "Yesterday," he told his friends, "I happened to receive a message, quacks and shrugs and other motions sent by Sam to all the Crotians, telling about jobs and riches, loans and armies, hogs and glitches. But then it told them something stranger. To avoid their being shot, they mustn't riot or cause hitches. Judging from the feedback that I got, the Crotians understood the good, but not the danger." That litany of greed I intercepted wasn't masterminded by the duck. Most of it was cooked up by the general and Carter, and now the latest polling figures show their gambit did succeed. It killed the 50-50 split for every Crotian bit and voted pro. If that vote is allowed to stand, Earthlings will usurp this land. Then Rab went on, "I had a word with Blacker Mike, and we agreed that only those who know how to communicate with Crows can turn the vote around, and that means me. And so today I plan to drum my message to the ground and sky, holler, dance, and slap my thigh, and tell the Crows that if they follow where the white man leads, they'll lose their land and die." Then Stalker chuckled bitterly. "I'm sure that when the general sees I've undone the strategy that she's begun, she'll call it treason." "But Rab," said Terry, "she can't declare an open season on all Indians who dance, or ask a jury to convict a Navajo for drumming. You'll leave no paper trail, and so what judge or jury possibly could know what messages your thumping sent, much less what that duck's shrugs had meant?" "I hope you're right," replied the Navajo. "I'd hate to spend my life inside a cell, but what the hell? There's nothing better that I have to do today than dance and shout and holler and tell a billion Crows about the evil Yankee dollar and warn this native people that the white men have the guns and shoot, have the poisons and pollute, and Crotians shouldn't give two hoots for all the promises they give. For if those teddy bearish creatures want to keep their land and live, they can't keep quiet. They have to tell their story on the primetime news, stand in front of TV crews, and riot, riot, riot."